Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 5-Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. I am your host, as always, Scott Edwards, and we have a packed, stacked episode today. We are going to be talking Stardom's Cork and Hall Show. We are going to be previewing Stardom Wonder Rendezvous and Stardom World Rendezvous. We're going to be talking TJPW, Summer Sun Princess 2024. We are going to be going in depth on the turn of Konami. We are going to give our previews and predictions for the TJPW Tokyo Princess Cup. We're going to preview Sarism, which is next Monday. Then we're going to dive into Marigold's Weekend review, as well as previewing their Corkin, which is on Tuesday next week. It is a packed show today. When I said at the beginning of the July that it was the start of Joshi's summer, I was not kidding. The summer of Joshi is not only upon us, it is in full force every single weekend, pretty much from here on out. There is something major. There is something big. There is a big show, big shows, plural. There is a lot going on. So we're going to talk about all of it. That's why we do this show, baby. If you don't like any of these promotions, it's why we talk about them all. We cover them all to fit into whatever Joshi fan out there wants to hear. I'll give my analysis on each and everything. I will hopefully continue to build forward, and we'll have a lot of fun. That's what we do on this show. The show is all about fun. There'll be some seriousness. There'll be some critiques and more on this show today. But if this is the first time you're listening, if this is the 90th time you're listening, thank you for the support. Thank you for the continued support. As we sit here now, I think this podcast is officially 3 years old. I've been doing this every single week for 3 years now, which is pretty surreal to me. I'm grateful. I am grateful that, you know, this podcast went from, of course, me and Parker at the very beginning to, you know, me just solo to me having many, many guests on. We've talked about so many amazing Joshi moments, whether it have been from the Gaiaism run, whether it was from Stardom's really hot period from 2021, 2022 to the beginning of 2023, whether it's the debut of Marigold or, you know, TJPW's ups and downs and so much more. I'm grateful I've been able to do this for as long as I have. I don't know if when I started this podcast, I'd think I'd be still trucking along. But I'm grateful I am, and I'm grateful to all that continue to listen week in and week out. So with that said, let's get to it. We're going to jump right in to Stardom today, because Stardom. We have a lot to talk about in the world wondering Stardom today. They did have two weekend shows as well as the Corican. The weekend shows, you know, they don't have too much for us to talk about. It's mostly about the Corkin, because all the pre-shows before that, you know, they were building to this, and then of course the Rendezvous show. So I'm just going to talk about the Corkin, because the Corkin has the most beef to it. However, before we get there, I do want to say the matches that stood out to me over this weekend from the Stardom ring were Azumi and Rana Yagami. I think that Rana has fully found it, to the point where, you know, when we talked about, or when I've talked about, the rookies of Joshi, the rookies of Stardom, you know, it was always Yuzuki clearly ahead of many. Rana's not that far behind, man. Like, she's really good. And if anything, I think that her entry into the five star is going to just give her, like, I don't want to say an advantage, but it is going to be such a great way for her to build moving forward, right? And I think the same can be said from her doing Catch the Wave. Yeah, she fought fellow rookies, but just getting those reps, getting those singles matches, you know, kind of going out there to sink or swim, it's important. It really is. And it's why I think she's so good. And Azumi works fantastically with her, like, to the point where I was like, oh, give me this in the five star. They've already had two singles matches, and I think both of them have really over delivered, especially since Rana's still not a year into her career. And Azumi's on a different level, I think, these days, and has been for the majority of this year. It's why I want her to get a serious push, or a title or something. I just think she's very fitting and very deserving of that. And I feel about that way for a few people in Stardom, and they may all now be in the same faction, but we'll talk about that later on. Another match I will recommend is the main event from the Chiba show on Sunday. It was Maika Konami Shuri versus Momo Watanabe, Natsuko Tora, and Tekla. I thought this just really worked. Maika and Natsuko had a better preview match than I had any expectation of enjoying, which is good, because they have the big world title match of Sapporo this weekend. So, you know, I would like to see them succeed in a spot like this. And I'm cautiously optimistic about that match going now. Like, I think that could be actually a really great world title match. And the way Mike has been going, I can't doubt her. I know I make my jokes and I make my laughs, and I, you know, I still think that I still wish Suzu Suzuki had gotten belt and so on. And obviously, like, Maika became champion because so many things, but I think she's done her the best she can in this situation. She's really just put out performance after performance, which brings me to the Tomoka Inaba title defense from last Monday. That got uploaded to Stardom World, and my God, what a great freaking match. You know, like, if I had to list my favorite Maika defenses so far, I think this is in the top three. I think my top three would be, in no order, would be Utami, Zena, and Inaba, because they're all very different, right? Utami, we know what those two can do. And that was about, you know, one last hurrah for them in such a big match. And it felt like Utami as the challenger helped raise up Maika, the champion. The Zena match was all about proving doubters wrong and Maika kind of lifting up Zena to her level to a point that I don't think anyone expected. So that was terrific. and then this Inaba match. This has the story and history between the two. If you've known anything, if you followed Micah's career, if you followed Tomoka's career, you know that these two are connected. And I think Tomoka is so incredible. The same goes for Azusa. These two sisters, if there's anything that's been really great with Stardom over the past month or two, I think it's just bringing in the Inabas, not full-time, but pretty damn close. You know, I think they're an incredible duo, obviously, and they're doing their own thing within Stardom, but they are showcasing why they're such a special duo. And I haven't seen Tomoka in this big of a singles match since 2022. It was, I think it was Taka Taichi Despy Mania. She wrestled Su Suzuki one-on-one, and it was so amazing. Like, one of the best matches of that year. I still think about it. And this was that Inaba. This was Inaba that wasn't doing the holds and the submissions and barely utilizing her kicks. No, this was the Inaba that was out there to destroy and break down Micah the best she could, right? She is the underdog. Obviously, she's the underdog against the World of Stardom champion, but she used her strikes effectively and damn near dangerously. Like, some of these kicks and the headbutt, oh my God. Like, this was a great, great, great World of Stardom title match. Legitimately great. Everyone, if you haven't seen it, go see it. Like, it was never a question Michael was winning, and we all knew it because obviously we couldn't see it air live. But I don't care. Go out of your way to see this match. It is great. I freaking loved this match. One of the best matches all week that I've seen. Probably the best Joshi match I've seen the past week. Let me double check on that. I could just be completely forgetting something, but I do think that is the case. Yes, it is. That is the best Joshi match I've seen the past week. Probably the best Joshi match I've seen since Summer Destiny 2024 for Marigold. It was tremendous. And if Micah could follow that up now with a great defense against Tora, that would be defense against Xena, Inaba, and Tora. Not that I'm saying anything bad against any of them, but rising to the occasion against Xena, someone that people were like, yeah, we'll see. Rising to the occasion against Inaba in a JTO match that, you know, is taped and still delivering is an accomplishment in its own. And then delivering against Natsuko Tora, who we'll get to with a way to tie. I think that would just be one hell of a accomplishment all around. So we're going to leave that there. Fantastic match, but let's get to this Cork and Hall show. There's a lot going on at this Cork and a lot to talk about. I definitely didn't like it all, but I liked a good amount of it. That's the funny thing. So, like, up until the main event, I had a good time with this show. So let's talk about it. It was the Stardom Nighter in Corrigan, July 2. So the second one they've done of these. It's the lower price tickets to pack the arena. I think they got over 1K, which was great, obviously, for a weekday. That's what you want to, you know, I think. Unless you're New Japan Pro Wrestling, you get 1K in Corrigan on a weeknight. That's a great accomplishment. So this show was pretty packed, you know, a lot of meaningful matches, so it shouldn't be too much of a shock, but let's get into it. The opening match saw the return of Suzu Suzuki teaming with Azumi and Starlight Kid. God, did I miss Suzu. I missed Suzu so much. You know, if you listen to this podcast for any amount of time, you know how much I love Suzu. She's one of my favorites. You know, just such an incredible pro wrestler. And her presence was very much missed on Stardom House shows, Stardom shows overall. She's such a great talent. And I've been waiting to see what this new era, this new faction looks like in full. And this trio, man, like, I was like, all right, just give them the artist belts. Like, let's why wait? You know, why wait? And that's not the direction they're going yet, but it feels like it should be. These three just connect. They have a great energy to them. Here's what I love about the new faction. It's that they just seem to love being together, you know? And I'm not saying that's something other factions don't feel. Like, Stars has that feel, but it's clear that these five wanted to work together, I think, and, you know, kind of carry Stardom forward. Like, I look at all the factions in Stardom right now, and, you know, there's problems seemingly in all of them, except for, like, one or two, for one reason or the other, whether it be kayfabe or not. But this faction is just, this is the vibes. This is the vibes faction. This is the one that I think lifts you up anytime they have a match on the show. I'm hoping after the rendezvous shows that we kind of kick into gear what we're doing with them. You know, they were waiting for Suzu to come back, so I don't have a problem with what they were doing. But I think they should just take over Stardom, quite frankly. With the five-star right around the corner, they're going to be the ones dominating. They're going to be the ones running the show. So it was nice to see Suzu back. She looked good. I liked her new gear as well. I don't remember. Did she have this right before she got hurt? She had new gear. It might have been this. I don't know, but it's awesome. I love the gear. So they got the win, unsurprisingly. Obviously, Hinako's on her way out soon, so not really big shock here. Mina Shirakawa, by the way. Let's talk about Mina Shirakawa real quick. I think she's leaving, like, sooner than we expect. Like, we've all accepted she's going to AEW, right? But, like, this woman is on autopilot. She doesn't feel like she's part of the shows, at least for me. And, like, I have no problem with it. Like, if you want to go to AEW, that's fine. I think we all knew that would be her case. But, like, she feels very out of it. She doesn't feel clicked with whether it be AXV or the roster itself. It just doesn't feel natural anymore. So, you know, maybe that's why we're doing the artist belts stuff now. But we'll see. We'll see. Obviously, we know Hanako's heading to America for August. So the expectation there is Mina as well, because she's not in the five-star. So we'll wait and see. Next up, we had the play-in match for the Blue Stars A block, first of two. As Miu Amasaki defeated Aya Sakura. Basic match. Nothing to write home about, but Miu Amasaki won, and that is the important part, because Miu Amasaki is the one that needs to be in the five-star. Out of all eight of these wrestlers, she is the one. I just said it with the New Era faction. We are carrying forward. Notably, there is a match in her hometown against Sayori Ano on the schedule. There's a match. It's against the ex of, or not the ex, but the play-in competitor. And it just feels like that's going to be her match. She's going to get the big main event against Seriano. So we'll wait and see. But I really like what she's doing this year. I talk about it every week. And Aya Sakura, she's really made strides. So fine match here. Lacey defeated Momokogo. I don't think this was a shock, but I think it's, I don't know. I don't love Lady C. She's fine. Some can say that for Momokogo, but we've seen Momokogo shine in big spots over the past couple of years. So, like, you know, let's pay a little respect, right? That's how I kind of feel about it. But yeah, Kogo lost here. This match was not anything to write home about either. Then we have Waka Tsukiyama defeating Sayaka Karara. No part of me in this match thought Waka should have won. Not at all. I do not like watching Waka matches in the year 2024. What a difference a year makes, right, when she's having that losing streak. And, you know, there's just so much to what she brought to the table during that and how much she doesn't bring to the table. Like, I think she's actively bad. I don't mean to be mean, but her matches are very uninteresting to me. Whatever. It's not a big deal. She's not getting in this tournament, so I'm not too worried. And then we had Yuna Mizumori getting the... I don't know if it's an upset, but I was very happy about it. Yuna Mizumori defeating Ruaka once Ruaka got disqualified. It's kind of stupid. If you just think about it for like 5 seconds, why would you get DQ'd from the five-star? Like, why would you not want to be in it, right? Ruaka made it to the semifinals of the Cinderella this year, and now she's not in the five-star. That's crazy. But that being said, I don't think anyone deserved. Like, I think no one out of these eight should be in it more than Miyu Hamasaki, but I don't know if anyone deserves it more than Yuna Mizumori. Man, I've talked about this with multiple people over the past couple, actually since the beginning of the year. Yuna is someone who is really good. Like, she's a really good wrestler. And, you know, she's not going to give you the five-star classics, but damn it, she's going to give you a great match, no matter who she's facing, because she's all effort. Every match she has, she goes out there and really, really, really puts out a great effort. And I think that alone should get her into this tournament. Sure, she might be a night off for some people in the Red Stars A block, but like against the likes of Micah, that should be good. Against the likes of Hazuki, that should be good. You know, like, get you into the shot. She deserves it. She's put in the work. I think she's great. I'm hoping she beats Waka. I'd actually be legitimately upset if she lost to Waka in the qualifier final. So that's how I felt. Both of those matches were whatever, but we move forward.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next up, we had Mayu Iutani, Hizuki, Koguma, and Rion versus Saki Kashima, Rana Yagami, Toka Inaba, and Hina. We got like a 1 minute little showcase of Inaba and Mayu, and it was everything to me. Big shock, but like they just started cooking. Like they were doing counters and kicks and strikes, and I was like, yes, this is why we watch. This is why the five-star Grand Prix is going to be great. The five-star Grand Prix, listen. I can be down on the Oedo Tai stuff, and I will again get to that. But there's nothing more exhilarating, there's nothing more exciting than the five-star Grand Prix when it comes to the summer for Joshi. Like, the five-star is, and has been for the past couple of years, the best tournament in wrestling. Last year was tough. Everyone got hurt. But more often than not, you're getting great matches every night. You're getting top of the line action. Like, you're getting some of the best matches of the year from this damn thing. So obviously I'm excited. And watching Inaba and Mayu have this little showcase, I was like, oh, here we go. Like, that was already the big match I had circled on my sheet, which, by the way, if you're looking for the preview, we will be doing a preview. I will be doing a live preview sometime in the next 2 weeks before the first show on August 10th. I'm just waiting for those two X's. If they don't reveal them by the end of the weekend, we'll just wing it, you know? But I think they will. Waiting for those two X's, waiting to see who's all in. I'll also be writing up my annual preview for Voices of Wrestling, which will have the full schedule. It'll have blocks. It'll have predictions. It will have matches to watch. Like, it, I go out of my way to give anyone who's a new fan, an old fan who just jumps in, I want to give you the best idea of what to watch. So hopefully that delivers, because listen. I know some people that may listen to the show. Maybe some people will stop listening to the show. I don't know. But, you know, I've obviously been a little sour on certain things in Stardom over the past couple months. Because I just think, I know things can be better. But at the same time, this is the best roster, man. Like, this roster is so incredible. So when we get to moments like the five-star Grand Prix, I know this is going to be the best part of the year. Undoubtedly. It was the best part of the year when this company was red hot in 2021 and 2022. It's going to be the best part again. You look at that Red Stars B block. Are you kidding me? Like, there is nothing better than that. It is seven home run hitters. I can't freaking wait for this tournament. I can't wait to preview it because it's that time of the year. We have a new format to dive into, which will be a lot of fun as well. All right. I've had enough of my craziness here. Let's get to a great match. Wingory defending the New Blood Tag Team titles against Rina and Azusa Inaba. And I said this last week. I said it on Twitter. I'll keep saying it. Listen, well, obviously, I don't have to keep saying it because it happened. If we were going to take the belts off of Wingory, which I didn't obviously want to happen because I love Wingory, but if we were going to take the belts off of Wingory, Rina and Azusa Inaba were the team to do it. Because Rina and Azusa Inaba, in their short time together this year, have shown nothing but class together. They have clicked. They have been a great tag team. Azusa is freaking incredible. Like, she is so many miles above where Tomoka was, obviously, because, you know, she's learning from Tomoka, so that helps. But where Tomoka was at this period of her career, she's special. Like, she is a special wrestler. And the same can be said for Rina. Rina has had a great year. Like, my thoughts on Leotai aside, I think Rina has been the shining star of that faction. Like, if I was to give an MVP for each faction, it's been comfortably Rina for Leotai this year. She has been great as future champion, and now she is great as New Blood champion, because yes, Wingory did drop the belts here, but that didn't come without a fight. When you put Wingory into Korakuen, you get greatness. Shout out to the Mai Sakurai Chan Yoda title defense. We celebrate that all the time, but this was another great defense. Saeeda and Azusa Inaba, I was ready to rip the shirt off. I was ready to scream. I was ready to, like, these two killed it. These two were striking each other with loud kicks and loud chops. This is why we watch, folks. At least it's why I watch. This was great. Great. Saeeda goes for this crazy slam off the top rope, and her and Rina bounce off the rope. It looked nasty. I don't know what we were going for, but it kind of looked sick. So it was like, and everyone's fine, so I'll take it, kind of beast. But it was Rina that ultimately pinned Hanan to get the win. Can we please stop pinning Hanan? Please. Please. She won the Cinderella for a reason. At least I thought so. Stop having her take every pin, please. All right, end of sidebar. Rina and Azusa Naba are the new champions. This was a great match. Another great match. Another great defense for Wingori. Wingori are one of the best tag teams in the freaking world. Comfortably at the top of the conversation for tag team of the year. For me, it's between FWC, Team 200 Kilograms, and Wingori. Those are the three teams. Those are the prestigious teams. Crazy Stars in there, too. Now that they might be back, maybe they'll sneak back in. But those are the tag teams of the year. And Wingori, my God, it's I think Wingori's are almost more impressive because obviously they're a young duo, but at the same time, they're doing its fellow young teams, right? And they freaking killed it. Like, this was a great match. Azusa Naba has a title, so that's sick. And Rina's a double champion, which is also awesome. So no complaints here. Really looking forward to Rina versus Rana Yagami this week. We'll preview that in a little bit here. But great, great, great match. Then we have Micah Sariano, Tam Nakano, and Saya Kamatani versus Natsuko Tora, Fuki Gendeth, Natsupoi, and Mei Sara. So preview match all around here. I believe, if I remember correctly, Mei Sara had pinned Saya Kamatani prior. I have no memory of how this match ended. Wow, that's the first time ever. Hold on. Let me double check how this match is. I don't think it's like that important, but I'll double check because they gave you the previews in this match, right? You saw a little bit of Poi and Ano. They were throwing fisticuffs, throwing fists left and right. The end of the match was, oh shit, that's right. Tora pinned Micah in the middle of the ring. That's on me. I should have remembered that. That was kind of important. So that's a big, obviously, mental point heading into the big match. But this match was solid. It's the preview that you want to see. Like I said, Sayori and Natsupoi were squaring off. Saya and Mei Sara squaring off. And then, of course, Micah getting pinned by Natsuko Tora heading into their big world title match. So did the job it needed to do. But let's talk about this main event. It was Shuri and Konami defending the Goddess of Stardom Championships against Momo Watanabe and Tekla. I shared my thoughts in a very long tweet on Twitter. In the year 2024, I do not enjoy Oedo Tai. Like, they are to me what House of Torture is to New Japan fans. Like, it is a hand wave, which sucks. It sucks for me because Momo Watanabe is one of the wrestlers that I really connected to when I got into Stardom. She's one of my peak Momo is one of my all-time favorites, and I hate seeing her in this role now. Like, I liked it. I really did. Like, from, you know, when her and Kid were a team, they were really good. But I've had, you know, like with Kid, I got to my limit. I've gotten to my limit with Momo. I want Momo to be Momo again. And this, you know, I don't think Tekla has been all too good since coming back. I really don't. I think her heel work has been boring. Yes, just using a belt and whatnot. And I think Tora's kind of shut down for most part, but you know, she did start trying this week. So that's good. But like, I think Tora's been an absolute like autopilot. Fugi and Death does nothing for me. Ruaka, whatever. And shout out Rina. Rina's been really good. So, you know, I knew going into this match what the likely scenario was. Like, Konami used the chair to beat FWC to win the belts. And it's like, okay, so this is the clear, like, giveaway. Are they just going to do it? And they just did it. I always think it's silly to wrestle the full match against your future tag partners like a normal match and then just switch. Like, I don't love that. I just think, like, I just think this was lazy. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I think the booking of Oedo Tai is very boring. Like, this big heel, scary group that's taking over Stardom does not interest me whatsoever, because none of the group to me isn't made to be serious. It isn't made to be the biggest scary force in the entire company. I just don't see them like that. And they add Konami, take Konami from a God's Eye that desperately needs her. Like, God's Eye just lost Ami Sarai. They lost Mirai earlier this year. The faction is now Shuri, Saki Kashima, Rana Yagami, Tomoka Inaba when she's around, Nanami when she's around technically, and Lady C and Hina joined as well. It's not what I want to see from Stardom. It's not. Like, Oedo Tai is not it. I just don't like it. I'm going to be I was very cheerful for most of this review because I enjoyed this show up until this point. This was the burning point. Like, this was... didn't think the match was all that great. Two, I don't like the turn. I just don't think Konami is beneficial in Oedo Tai. Now, Konami's going to have the really cool look back. I'm going to say that. Like, Konami's look in Oedo Tai is top tier. But, like, I don't care enough about that to be like, oh, well, this is fine. I just don't. And, like, there's so many factors that went into this moment. Number one being you ended FWC's title run. That sucked. Like, that, I didn't want them to lose the titles just for it to all be a swerve in the end between Shuri and Konami. Like, that stinks. And Hazuki hilariously tweeted, and I quote, "fuck you" to Konami about having to take the belts to make the turn happen. I think that's hilarious because I agree. Like, again, this is all in story. I'm not getting mad at the actual Konami, so I don't want to hear that. But, like, FWC was having a tag team, like a generational type mini run. And we've just seen these titles flip flop way too much, way too much. Listen, the Goddess belts have had short reigns. I'm not saying they haven't, but since they went vacant, right? Actually, no, let's just date it all the way back to when God's Eye won the belts. They held it for 63 days. And then Rose Gold held it for 49. And then, listen, I think Natsu Point Sayori were supposed to hold them a lot longer than they did, but they had to relinquish them because Natsu Point got injured. So, okay, I'm going to give that a break. So Saya and Utami have a really strong 119 days. That's a perfectly fine reign. I have no problem with that. Obviously, Utami is leaving. Crazy Star gets the belts for 36 days. I was mad when Crazy Star dropped the belt, but the match was so great and the story was so great for FWC, I was fine. FWC hold the belt for 55 days. 55. That's it. But they have incredible matches, obviously, to win the belt, and with Azumi and Miyu Amasaki and with Hana and Saida, and then they drop them to Konami and Shuri. Konami and Shuri drop the belts and had a 23-day reign to lose them to Momo Watanabe and Tekla, who don't interest me at all as tag champs. So that's number one. Number two is that my fears of how they see Shuri in this new Stardom regime are starting to come true. I don't think they see her as the main eventer anymore. I think she is slowly entering the realm of, like, what New Japan would see the and I quote, like, older wrestlers, like, say, Goto, for example. And I hate that because Shuri is still one of the best on the freaking planet. And now she's going to be stuck in this Oedo Tai stuff for who knows how long. Now she has a singles match with Konami this weekend. So I'm interested in that. You know, despite my problems with the Oedo Tai, I can still see, like, oh, I'm interested in this match. And, you know, if we do Shuri Momo again, I will never complain. One of the greatest five-star Grand Prix final of all time is that. And they had a good moment in this match. But Shuri is now one push back down the card because she's no longer champion. And two, I do think they're starting to phase her out more and more as time goes on, and I don't like that. Unless she like goes freelance or something, because I would like to see her work with like Sari and like the, you know, I saw her in that seedling match. I was like, I want you to wrestle all these people again, please. But like that's how I feel. Now she's going to be stuck in the Oyotai stuff. And four, you're just making, or three, you're making the super faction of Oyotai that I don't think anyone has that much interest in. I don't know, maybe some people do, but I don't. I don't have much interest in Natsuko Tora as leader. I haven't had interest in that in a while. Like I said with Momo, I want Momo in a new role. The Queen's Quest tease already was bad enough. Tekla, like I said, not doing great. And Konami was perfectly fit in God's Eye. Like, that was the perfect fit. Didn't like it. Don't like these swerve changes. I don't. There's too many. So, moving forward with Stardom, I do think like everything is running through Oyotai, and that doesn't excite me at all. It doesn't. Now listen. I will eat my words if this ends up being a really good story, and you know they're shut down in the next 2 to 3 months. But I don't see that happening. The 5-star is going to take up a month, and we'll see. But talk about more this weekend when we get to the preview. I just think when it comes to Oyotai kind of being the lead here, it's not interesting to me. You can have heels. That's not what I'm saying. But Stardom has never had to have this mega heel group that doesn't really have much to it. Like, I think one of my big problems with Oyotai is they don't have the mega top heel leading. Tor doesn't feel like that. Konami doesn't feel like that. Momo doesn't feel like that. I don't know. I think the one good thing from all this, if there's one good thing I can take from this, is I don't think we're going to get a swerve turn on Sunday with Saya Kamatani and Micah, which is great news because I did not want heel Saya Kamatani. I did not. That would have been 10 times worse than anything here. Like, that would have been so bad. So, we take the good with that. But let's talk about the preview for this weekend. We have some big time cards, double pay-per-view day. We will have on day one, it's going to be the Wonder Rendezvous in Sapporo on Saturday. And the card is as follows. We're going to break down match by match. So we have a lot of undercard whatevers, which I guess is key to know. I think those are key to know. But, yeah, whatever. We have Lady C and Hina versus Xena and Rian is what it is. Lady C and Hina should be getting a win there. They are the new God's Eye duo. Saki Kashima versus Aya Sakura. Obviously, the rookie's losing. Tam versus Sayaka Karara. That should be good. I'm interested in that. I'm interested in doing the inner faction rookie versus top star. This match should be pretty, really good. Like, there's no way. Starlight Kid, Azumi, Su Suzuki, Mei Sarah, Miyu Amasaki all team up for the first time together to face Suzuki, Koguma, Hanan, Saida, and Momokogo. Obviously, the new faction will be winning that match. Mayu Iwatani versus Hinako, starting Hinako's farewell matches. She has one on Saturday and Sunday. The first being against Mayu Iwatani. I'm intrigued to see how this goes, not because I see anything with Mayu losing, but this is a big shot for Hinako to kind of prove herself. So hopefully she gets a good farewell here. Micah, Mina Shirakawa, Saya Kamatani, and Shuri team up against Momo Watanabe, Tekla, Konami, and Ruaka. Natsuko Tora refused to be on this show for the preview tag. I'm not saying you're having a problem with keeping her credible and making her a credible challenger. I know she pinned Micah, but like, I don't know, the day before your show, I would have done the match personally. Oh, well, whatever, I guess. Who cares? Who cares what I think? It's fine. Baby faces should win. Then we have the Red Stars A play-in. Yuna Mizumori versus Waka Tsukiyama. I said this earlier, I'll say it again. Yuna Mizumori needs to win this match. Please. 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 Get her in that Red Stars A block. That'll make it even better. Like, that's a good block. It'll make it even better. That'll be a good final piece of that puzzle. Future of Stardom title, Rina defense against Rana Yagami. Let's talk about this. Would it be a bad thing to get the belt on Rana? I don't think so. Listen. I think we could just assume at this point that, you know, I think we could just assume that Rina's probably breaking Hanan's record here for the future belt. So, you know, she's probably winning this. But I'm intrigued by this match. It's a good spot for Rina. It's a great spot for Rana. Maybe it's the semi-main, which would be pretty crazy too. I'm really looking forward to this one. Rina should defend successfully, but it should be great. And then, of course, the Wonder of Stardom Championship. Seriano defends the title against Natsupoi. I've been waiting all year for this match. Since the moment Sayori won the belt on December 29, 2023, this is the match we've been waiting for. And in a way, I'm very excited because I'm very excited to see what they do in the match. But also, I'm a little dejected because I just don't think this is Natsupoi's time yet. I think they did the Sayori Iwata story to prolong Natsupoi's eventual title win, which will come at Stardom Dream Queendom or whatever they call the show on December 29th later this year. I think that's the way they're going. But listen, I don't even care. Put the freaking belt on Natsupoi. It has been time. It's not just time. It is and has been time for this to happen. I know it's not. I know it's not yet. I know we have to wait a little bit longer. But do you know, to the many fans of Natsupoi out there, to Lewis, to my good friend Lewis, to Six Star, to Brad, to the many who listen to this show, to the many friends that I have that love Natsupoi, I want this moment for you. And I hope you get it. Because Natsupoi has a phenomenal all-timer run in her. I truly believe that. And I don't want to wait any longer. I don't. I do not want to wait any longer. I think we're going to have to, but I don't want to wait any longer. It's her time, man. Like, give her the belt, please. I don't think it's going to happen, but that's the Wonder Rendezvous card. Then we have the World Rendezvous card on Sunday. Here are your matches. We have Yuna Mizumori versus Momokogo versus Ruaka versus Rian. And we have a gauntlet match. It'll be Mina Shirakawa, Zena, and Waka Tsukiyama versus Starlight Kid, Azumi, and Su Suzuki versus Suzuki, Kogo and Saida versus Saki Kashima, Rana Yagami, and Hina versus Momo Watanabe, Tekla, and Rina. If I had to give a guess, I'd have Starlight Kid, Azumi, and Su Suzuki win that undoubtedly. Though the Oedo Tai trio could as well. Then we'll have Hanako versus Aya Sakura and Hanako's farewell match. So the two rookies of the same class facing off should be I don't know if it'll be emotional, but it'll be a fun little moment for both of them. And then we have Shuri versus Konami. Days after the turn, we have these two facing off. I think Konami wins to prolong the story and to get one up on her. Mayu Iwatani and Hana versus Tam and Natsupoi. Obviously, this is going to be great. Like, it doesn't. Melt here probably wins because Hana always gets pinned, but should be great. Can't not be great. I mean, come on. Just two of the top tag teams. Blue Stars A playing Miyu Hamasaki versus Lady C. Miyu Hamasaki has to win this match. I can't stress that enough. She has to win this match. I will not stand for the Lady C play and win. No, no, no. Hamasaki gets in this tournament. I think she has a great tournament, learns a lot from it. Get her in there. And the high speed championship match will be Saya Kamatani versus May Sarah. Listen. May Sarah should win. I don't need high speed Kamatani anymore. I think Kamatani is entering the 5-star Grand Prix as a potential favorite to win. It's her and Tam so far for me. She doesn't need the high speed belt. Let May Sarah win. May Sarah can pin her with a flash pin. Get this belt back on May Sarah. It shouldn't have been taken away in the first place. This should be a very good match, though. Obviously, base era, big spot. That's what we live for. And then the World of Stardom Championship, it's Micah versus Natsuko Tora. I have no idea who's going to win this match. Had Konami not turned, I was coming onto this show saying Natsuko Tora is absolutely winning this. And there's reason to believe that after the Konami turn, it's even more likely. But I don't know. Because in my brain, a potential Saya Kamatani turn on Micah felt reasonable, but now they seem destined to go for the tag belts and be together, which I like. I do like them together, so I have no problem with it. And I think, you know, you just kind of maybe I don't know, make them the new Queen's Quest. I don't know. Get rid of the AXV thing. Like, who cares about that? But you sell merch, so I don't know. I don't think that turn's happening, which is great, obviously. But I don't think that takes out the idea of Tora winning either. Tora's got a new reformed Oedo tie around her. She's an obvious potential person for Saya Kamatani to beat for the title. She could be someone that Tam beats for the title. But I also have to recognize that Tam and Micah have been heavily teasing a World of Stardom title match recently. So there's a point that you feel like that's got to be the way to go, right? Like, that's still got to be the way to go for Queendom. It feels right. The only reason I see Tam not winning the world title is if she's going to instead win the IWGP women's title for Mayu. That's the only way I see it. So that's kind of how I'm feeling. We'll have to wait and see, but that's kind of where my brain's at with it. I think, final prediction, I think Micah wins. Barely, but I think Micah wins. But I don't feel good about it. I've been on the Tora wins train since she challenged the belt. Not that I want it to happen, just I think this is where they're going. She should not be world champion. Please, no. Micah deserves it to keep this belt and not lose to Tora. Please don't. But that's it for Stardom. That was a lot. That was 50 minutes of me talking about Stardom all by myself.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, askmepeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
So let's get to TJPW now. TJPW had a couple shows this week, including TJPW Summer Sun Princess 2024, which had the big main event of Miyu Watanabe versus Rika Tatsumi. But let's talk about this show. The opening match saw Runa Akubo, Toga, and Wakana Uehara versus defeating Haru Kazushiro, Himawari, and Shino Suzuki. Toga freaking rules, man. Toga rules. That's my takeaway. She had a great, she did the Rolling Thunder that RVD does, and I was like, hold on, what are we, what? You're doing the Rolling Thunder? Is that even the name of the move? You know what it's called. I think it's right. Like, I think Toga's special. I think TJPW has two special rookies with Bukana and Toga. That is my official take. Toga won this match with a rock bottom, or whatever she calls it, which looked great as well. And I was like, man, yeah, this is the one. This was the first time I've seen Toga in a while, and her look is charismatic. She's charismatic. Her moveset rocks. Yeah, this is the one. Then we had Kira Sama defeat Chika Nanase. I have nothing to say too much about that. It was 5 minutes long. Mace Druga defeated Uta Takami. Uta Takami hit a nice drop kick in this match. Another potential high potential rookie. For TJPW, which is always nice. Mace Taruga is always a blast to have around. I wish she would be booked places more. Bam Harajuku, Raku, and Yuki Aino defeated Kaya Torabami, Moika Haruhi, and Yuna Manase. This match was not watched by me. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I don't watch Palm and Raku matches. Nope. Not happening. You can't get me to do it. I refuse. And here I am. Refusing. 1 to 1,000,000. Oh, sorry. Skipped a match. Yuki Kamifuku defeated Kakuro Sakaguchi. Sakaguchi had to fill in for now Kakuta, who was injured with her back. She had a back injury, so she couldn't face Kamifuku in this match. Kakuro steps in. Match is fine. Yeah, Kamifuku winning is not all that big of a shock by any stretch. 12 to 1,000,000. Maki Ito and Miyu Yamashita defeated Emi Sakura and Mizuki. This was really good. Not that it should come as a shock. Emi Sakura is obviously fantastic, and Mizuki lost via skull kick. I think my big takeaway is that Emi and Mei Tsuruga should just become parts of TJPW, at least for all their big shows, because they're really good and they add a lot. And you know, this roster felt a little bit more full because of them being on this show. 1 to 1,000,000, still a very good tag team. Obviously, I haven't seen Miyu Yamashita wrestle in a minute, so it was nice to see her perform. Her and Emi had some really good spots in this match. So this was a good match. I don't think it hit the highs that I expected it to hit, but it was still a very good match. Aja Kong defeated Shoko Nakajima. This was a solid match as well. 9 minutes and 1 second. Didn't overstay its welcome. Shoko had a few slip-ups, which is usual for her. So, you know, I'm not a big Shoko Nakajima fan as is, but I know she can rise to the occasion in big matches. This was a fine performance, but she did slip up a few times. Aja Kong destroyed her. So that's never a bad thing. And then what I thought was the match of the night. Let's talk about this. Daisy Monkey, Risu Endo, and Suzume defending the Princess Tag Team titles against Moka Miyamoto and Yuki Rai. I did not expect this match to be this good. Not because I doubt Daisy Monkey. Daisy Monkey is so much like Wingori to me. They are having great tag matches with anyone and everyone. They're raising up tag teams that I think are, you know, below them or kind of new, and really bringing out great performances. Risu Endo, freaking hell, man. Like, she's my favorite wrestler in TJPW these days. I think absolutely. Like, she is awesome. And the energy she and Susan Rae have, and the energy this match had, the crowd was loud for this one. This was the most up the crowd was for anything on the show. Risa Endo is, yeah, she's just super, a super worker. There's so many wrestlers in Joshi I'd love to see her work with. I'd love to see her work with, like, Azumi, Starlight Kid, Mei Sara, Natsumi Shozuki, Misa Matsui, Mio Momono. Like, give me Risa Endo versus all these folks, because she's great. She's a great mix of speed and power that sets her apart, I think, from really the rest of the pack. I think, you know, when her and Suzume formed a team, it was clear Suzume was the better one, but I think Endo is just, she's super. She really is. I freaking love her. She was great in this match. She made Moki Miyamoto tap out in the end. And I'm watching this, I'm like, get me a Risa Endo in a big title match somewhere down the line here, big singles title match, because, man, she's the one. That was my takeaway from this show. Her and Toga are the ones, but Risa Endo really is the one. I freaking, yeah, she's amazing. That's all I can say about her. She really is amazing. She had an incredible performance here, making Moka Miyamoto tap out. So if you haven't watched the show, this is the match to watch for me. And we had the Princess of Princess title match, Miyu Watanabe defeating Rika Tatsumi. This was underwhelming. This was underwhelming. It was a really good match, but this was underwhelming. I think that these two never fully clicked to the point that I wanted them to. I think there was a lot of good in this match, but listen, these two are two of the big time performers in TJPW, and I expect them to have the match of the year for this company. They didn't come close to that. This is me being critical, but, you know, recognizing the match is still good. It just wasn't what you'd expect at all, actually. And I think it's a shame, because I had such high hopes. I really did. And that might be part of the reason I was let down. But I thought, like, the match before it outshined it. I really did. Like, I think Suzume and Risa Endo, they performed. I think they've been the best champions since winning those belts over Miyu in terms of performance and levels of reaching. You know, Miyu versus Tatsumi was underwhelming. And, like, there's a conversation to be had about Miyu now. Like, I love Miyu Watanabe. I want her to win this title. But, in terms of match delivery and the big matches as champion and bringing in attendance and eyes, I don't think she's succeeding like I really hope she would. But that doesn't mean I take the title off of her. I keep going with her. You want to keep seeing and figuring out, you know, the right matches and the right challengers, and let her continue to learn, right? This is her first title reign with the belt. And she is your new star. Like, what you like it or not, the, you know, Miyu, Ito, Yuka, those three are out the door, essentially. You can't count on them anymore. So that's kind of how I feel. But, you know, this match was good, just not great or special like I really thought it was going to be. Like I said, Daisy Monkey versus Moki Miyamoto and Yuki Rai was the best. And of course, Miyu Watanabe got the win on Rika Tatsumi. I also thought the closing stretch was a little bit lackluster as well. So take that for what you will. It felt like they were just ready to get going and the match ended. So it's what it is. TJPW also held Nao Kakuta's retirement show earlier today, and she wrestled Mizuki and suffered a loss, of course. Had a great ceremony for her to wish her off. So the match with Mizuki is fine. It did the job. I think she's still feeling that back injury that just made her miss time. But, you know, she went out there and delivered. And, Kakuta was a great member of the TJPW roster, will be dearly missed, I do think, because I think she offered a lot In a core role, you could put her into a, you could make her a challenger for the princess title. She could be a great tag challenger. I think they're going to dearly miss her. So hopefully her retirement is a good one, and I wish her the best in it. Man, we've been lucky, knock on wood, with Joshi retirements, but they're always emotional, but they always are done so well. So congratulations to her on a successful career, and I wish her nothing but the best, like I said, in her retirement. Let's talk about it. Tokyo Princess Cup 2024. It's already here. This thing kind of jumped up on me, I think. But there's some great matches to look at this week and beyond. We have the bracket. I'm going to break down the bracket. I'm going to give my predictions now. And then we'll talk about the weekend of matches that include the match for me, which is Risu Endo versus Miyu Watanabe. That's what it's all about, baby. Like, that is... I can't wait for that match. That's going to be so good. Big circle on that one. So, first round matchup. We will have Shino Suzuki versus Suzume. Suzume is going to win that one. Yuki Arai versus Kaya Toribami. Yuki Arai is going to win that one. Then we have Wakana Uehara facing the winner of Yuki Arai and Toribami. So we'll talk about that on the way back. Mizuki versus Moka Miyamoto. Obviously, Mizuki should get the win there. And then Risu Endo versus Miyu Watanabe. I'm thinking Miyu wins. I love the Risu upset to set up a, you know, this doesn't usually set up a title match, whoever eliminates Miyu, but it should. But I do think Miyu wins here, which is unfortunate because I want more Risu Endo singles title matches. On the right side of the bracket, we have Palm Harajuku versus Yuki Kamifuku. Yuki Kamifuku obviously going to win that. We have Yuki Aino versus Runa Akubo. Yuki Aino will win that, with Shoko Nakajima facing the winner of that match. Rika Tatsumi versus Toga. Very much excited for that one as well. I see Rika Tatsumi getting the win there. And then Ryo Mizunami versus Haru Kazushiro. Ryo Mizunami will obviously win that one. Back to the left side, we'll finish out the left side of the bracket here. So the winner of Suzume versus Shino Suzuki will be awaiting the winner of Yuki Rai versus Wakami Uehara in my bracket. I do pick... I think Yuki Rai does win that. I do think she beats Wakana, but it is definitely an interesting conversation to be had there. And then in the... What is that? The quarterfinal? I think Suzume beats Yuki Arai to earn herself a shot at the International Princess title. Though, I wouldn't be shocked if they have Wakana beat her, then Suzume beat her and maybe get to the semis. But I think Suzume gets to the semifinal again. Mizuki will be awaiting the winner of Miyu Watanabe versus Zara Sakir. In my book, I think Miyu probably beats Zara, but... You know, maybe they go, Zara's over there for a tour. Maybe they bring her and give her a win over the champ, set up a title match, and then Mizuki beats her. But I'll have Mizuki beat either Miyu or Zara Sakir to move to the semifinal, which would set up a semifinal of Suzume versus Mizuki on the left side. Let's get back to the right side here. We have Yuki Kamifuku versus the winner of Yuki Aino versus Shoko Nakajima. I'm going to go with Shoko Nakajima there, and then I will have Yuki Kamifuku defeat Shoko Nakajima and get back to the semifinals after being in the finals last year. On the right side, you're going to have Rika Tatsumi versus Ryo Mizunami. That rocks. And I think Ryo Mizunami wins, getting to the semifinals here. Listen, you put Ryo Mizunami in this, it's a big deal. You put Aniki in this, it's a big deal. So my semifinals would come down to Suzume, Mizuki, Yuki Kamifuku, and Ryo Mizunami. I think in the semifinals, it'll be Mizuki getting the win to advance to the final on August 25th. And then on the right side, I think Ryo Mizunami pulls off the win, gets to the final, and you have a final, a great final of Mizuki versus Ryo Mizunami, with Mizuki winning her third Tokyo Princess Cup and heading to the Wrestle Princess show to face Miyu Watanabe for the Princess of Princess Championship. But let's quickly talk about this weekend's matchup specifically. Don't want to just breeze by those. So this weekend at KFC Hall, they will have six first-round tournament matches. You have Suzume versus Shino Suzuki. That should be a good one. Yuki Kamibuku versus Pom Harajuku. That should be terrible. Mizuki versus Milka Miyamoto. I like that one. I think that should be pretty decent. Runa Kubo versus Yuki Aino. That should be pretty solid for the rookie who's, you know, been pretty good. Yuki Arai versus Kaito Torabami, that'll be whatever. And then Rizu Endo versus Miyu Watanabe is really what I'm looking forward to here. So should be an excellent, excellent match between those two. That's it for Tokyo Joshi Pro. We have a lot more to go through here. We have the Sarism preview event here. Obviously, if you know me, you know how much I love Sari. You know how much I love Sariism. Everyone should be watching Sariism. This is going to be a great show. So, quickly, this won't take long. It's just the card. But we have Chi-Chi versus Maria Koga in the opening match. I'm sure Chi-Chi will get the win there, but... Maria Kuga, for those who don't know, is the new seedling rookie who has shown promise. So cool to see them get the shot on the match or shot in the show. You'll have Jaguar, Yokota, and Kairi Ito versus Misa Kagura and Sha. This is a match that Suri talked about. You know, she faced Ito and Yokota a lot when she was younger, and it helped build her, and that's why she is putting them in there with Misa and Sha, that she wants both of them to grow against those two. Our third match on the schedule, Tsukasa Fujimoto is cleared, folks. We are so locked in. We are so up. She is cleared, and she will compete at Sariism Chapter 4. In a 20-minute time limit match, it'll be Tsukasa Fujimoto and Risa Nakajima of the Best Friends Duo facing Mio Momono and Riko Kawahara. This is going to be tremendous. This is going to be awesome, awesome match. No doubt about it. It's Best Friends. I've missed seeing Best Friends once Risa got hurt, so I'm happy. Or not Risa. Once Tsukasa got hurt, great to see that they're back. Cannot wait. And Mio Momono on Riko Kawahara, those two rule. Riko versus those two, I mean Mio specifically against those two, sign me up. And then the semi-main event will be Kurumi Haragi versus Yu in the big time powerhouse match. This should be really good. I'm sure Yu will win. Yu does not lose all too much, but I'm sure this will be really, really good. Big time powerhouse match. And then your main event, it will be the Special Dream Tag Match main event as Sari, the Marigold World Champion and Beyond the Sea Champion, teams up with Stardom's Natsupoi, her best friend. So true best friends here. They team up to take on Marvelous's Takumi Iroha and Stardom's Azumi. It's going to be awesome. This is going to be awesome. What else do you need? This is going to be awesome. Another stellar Sari is a main event, guaranteed, locked in. I can't wait. You check out the show on SariLive.com. You can buy the pay-per-view there. There is video on demand viewing, so if you can't watch it live, buy it, watch it after. Can't stress enough, Sariism is always one of the best shows of the year so far. The first one this year was great. The first two obviously were great last year. I can't wait for this one. This might be the best card top to bottom they've had. So can't wait. Sari cooking again with her cards. It'll be pretty surreal to see Marigold World Champion there with two Stardom wrestlers. It's just the truth. Should be a lot of fun. And then let's get to Marigold from this past weekend. They kicked off their tournament for the Twin Star Championships with two shows. Notably, both Nanai Takahashi and Nao Ishikawa had to miss the weekend due to fevers. So they instantly Well, Nanai had to miss the second show. Nanai was on the first show. But Nanai and Naoshikawa were by default eliminated from the Twin Star Tournament, or allowing the Twin Towers to advance without having to wrestle the match. So let's talk about the Saturday show, which was at Shinkiba First Ring, available on WrestleUniverse.com. We had Kamomo Minami versus Nagisa Nozaki. As you'd expect, nothing out of the ordinary between these two. It was Nozaki facing a rookie, you know. Then we had Misa Matsui versus Bozilla. Now, this match was fun. Misa Matsui does not fear anyone, specifically Bozilla. She stood up to Bozilla. She lost, but she stood up to Bozilla. Bozilla showing a more serious mean streak, which is important because, you know, losing that match to Miku Anno, all eyes are on her to see where she goes next, and this was a good next step. A little more seriousness, a little more anger. I think it's beneficial to her. So this match was a good one. Then we had Utami Hayashishita versus Chiaki. Chiaki and Nagisa Nozaki tried to cheat. Utami said nope, then suplexed Chiaki and won. It was a good match, though. It was a fun match. Got the job done. And in the first Twin Star Tournament match of the evening, it was Mariah Mai Sakurai defeating Zeta Steel and Myla Grace. This match was really long. Like, really long. Too long. It should not have taken Mariah Mai Sakurai this long to win. That was my big takeaway. It was whatever. Then we had the Nai Takahashi and Rei Seto versus the Twin Towers, Koki Amari and Chika Goto. I thought this was better than I ever expected. Rei Seto is good. She's good. For a rookie who just debuted at the end of last year and then took a bunch of months off, she's good. And I think Marigold's got a good one with her. She's a very emotional wrestler. She cries a lot, which I don't mean to laugh at, but she cried in the post-match, which we'll talk about. Post-match of the main event, which we'll talk about in a few minutes here. But I thought that Nanai and her worked well together. I think this was a good Twins Tower showing. Go Chika is awesome. Koki Amari is still figuring it out. We've talked about this, but I think Gochika's like really clicked and is just clicking more and more. Like, she is one of my favorites to watch in this promotion because I think she's figured it out to the point where, you know, she's going to challenge for that United National title soon. I don't know when, but she's going to happen soon. It's going to be really, really good. And then your main event, a great main event. It was Julia, Victoria Yuzuki, and Kazuna Tanaka versus Sari, Miku Anno, and Natsumi Shozuki. So you had the three champions on one side, the two young stars, and Julia on the other. This was great. It was. The champions are so amazing. Sari, Miku, and Natsumi, so amazing. Seeing them together was great. Julia was back on her bullshit in a good way. Julia title matches can be a lot. Some people don't, you know, it's a car crash. You either don't like them or you love them. That's how it goes. But when she does these like big tags, big main event tags, she can be great in them. I think this is where she thrives. She's just, you know, hitting big forearms and hitting big strikes, her into the retrading. It was cool to see that her in there with Miku and Natsumi as well. Suri did get the win for her team, as she always does. Her, Miku, and Natsumi were not losing here, but this was a great match worth watching. But the post-match is really the important part. So pretty much every wrestler in the freaking company walks out here. So ultimately, it's all to lead to the Korakuen on Tuesday, because Victoria Yuzuki wanted to face Julia and Sari in a tag match with Kazuna. Kazuna was like, Kazuna loves Sari, and, you know, Kazuna's the one that got pinned. She was like thanking her, and Yuzuki was fired up. Yuzuki was a great promo here. She was fired up. She's like, listen. I want to face you too. And that led to Rei Seto stepping in the ring saying, I want to team with Julia and Sari, and she will team with Julia and Sari. And then Victoria Yuzuki called out Utami, like, oh, we need a third person. So Tommy will join forces with them on the Cork and Hall show, which we'll get to in a second here. But also, the Twin Towers, both Koki Amari and Chika Goto, walked out to pretty much challenge Miku Anno for the United National title, setting up one of those two to potentially be the next challenger, the first challenger. And I'm going to guess the other one will follow. But seeing where the tournament's going, it's pretty easy to figure out how we'll get to that. And then we had a second show in Nagoya on Sunday. This show was tough. Not because, like, the wrestlers tried, but this show is tough. Nagoya is not a good crowd. They were a bad crowd here. Unless you were Jungle Kiona, you were not getting the cheers you deserve. And they did not get the cheers they deserve. So Misa Matsui and Zaya Steele had a fine match. Koki Amari and Chika Goto versus Bozilla Maya Grace was whatever. Chika Goto hit Bozilla with a huge lariat at one point. That got a good pop out of me, which the crowd did too, but it's fine. Of course, the Twin Towers won. Rei Seto and Komo Inami faced Chiaki and Nagisa Nozaki in a Twin Star tournament tournament match. Chiaki and Nagisa Nozaki very unsurprisingly won the match. Moving on. And then we had Miku Anno and Natsumi Shozuki versus Victoria Yuzuki and Kazuna Tanaka. This match was very, very solid. Very solid match here. You had the champion duo of Natsumi and Miku kind of working and trying to see how far Yuzuki and Tanaka could go, which they tried. They tried, but ultimately it was Miku Anno who hit the Styles Clash to get the win. Then the main event. I thought the main event was really, really good. It was Julia and Mai Sakurai versus Tommy and Mirai. Like I said, Julia really thrives in the tag settings. Lots of suplexes, lots of strikes. And it was Mirai that pinned her tag partner of the Twin Star Tournament to get the win following a lefty lariat. So let's look at the Marigold card for Tuesday. It's a big-time card again. They are heading back to Cork and Hall for the big show. Well, it's the big show. I'm so sorry. Not really. I had to do it. If I could find the full card here, I would tell you. But it is, it's a strong card. It really is. I think it's a good, for no title matches, I think it's a good. So the opening match will be a five-way match. It'll be Misa Matsui versus Ishikawa versus Komomo Minami versus Seiya Steele versus Maya Grace. I think Misa Matsui probably wins that match, as she should. Then we have the Twin Star Tournament semifinal match. It'll be Mirai and Mai Sakurai versus Nagisa Nozaki and Chiaki. If I had to predict here, which I am, because that's why I do this show, I think Mirai and Mai Sakurai go into the final. You know, I think Nozaki and Chiaki would be a great heel team for the Twin Towers. But I don't know why I think Mirai and Mai Sakurai, maybe because they'd probably give them the best match in the final. I think they win, but I don't count out Nozaki and Chiaki whatsoever. And then in the other semifinal match will be Miku Anno and Natsumi Shozuki versus the Twin Towers, Koki Amare and Chika Goto. This match, I obviously think that either Koki or Gochika is pinning Miku Anno to get the win to advance to the finals and also get a title match. It seems very natural. It seems very fitting. So that's kind of where I am on this. I'm going to think Koki Amare is the one that pins Miku Anno to set up a title match, probably for the next Korakuen in August for the first defense. Should be good, though. This will be a real test for the Twin Towers, but I think they'll make them look great. And then that would set up the final. That would be Mirai and Mai Sakurai versus the Twin Towers. And I'm just going to keep going with the Twin Towers here. I do think that they win. I think you give them the belts. They're trying to establish, right? We haven't had any Stardom champions yet, any former Stardom wrestlers as champions. I think they just keep going with that trend. Twin Towers have felt destined for those titles from the start. So I'm going to keep thinking we roll through and they get the win there. We also have Nanai Takahashi versus Bozilla in a Passion Injection match. That's going to be crazy. But what a challenge for Mozilla. Should be a great challenge for Mozilla. The Nai is just great in these roles. So this should be a really good match. I'm sure Mozilla wins. And then in the big time trios match, like I talked about earlier, we Julius, Sari, and Rei Seto versus Utami Hayashishita, Victoria Izuki, and Kizuna Tanaka. Be interesting to see Sari and Julia together. But, you know, anyone can win this match. There's no easy, you know, with Seto on one side and the two young stars on the other. I think Sari just wins, but I hope this match, whatever it ends up being, sets up a first Marigold World title match as well. Oh, that's a lot of talking by myself. That was 80 minutes of conversation. I hope you enjoyed the show. Next week, we'll be back to review all these shows. Wonder Rendezvous, World Rendezvous, Sariism, and Marigold's Korakuen, as well as the TJPW Tokyo Princess start next week. And we will hopefully kind of maybe, or next week's episode maybe can be the five-star preview. Maybe that'll be the focus, or we'll have two parts. We'll have the big review episode, which would be the normal episode. Then we'll do some sort of review where probably live on YouTube where the folks can join and listen. So that's something to keep out for. Looking forward to the five-star Grand Prix as well. Any other news, any other world, Joshi, we will be covering that. You can follow me at Scott E. Wrestling on Twitter if you don't already. And with that, I'm done. I'm finished. Great episode here today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And I'll be back next time on the Five Star Joshi Show. Until then, see ya.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.